This is The Naked Scientist, and now it is time to find out what's going on in kitchen science. So earlier on in the show, we asked you to go and get a glass of water or a mug of black tea and drip a teaspoon of milk into it. So what's going to happen, Dave?
Well, we might as well find out by actually doing it.
Yes, let's find out. Live, exciting,
science.
Not going all over the desk.
Only
is going all over the desk.
Shh. Okay, so now I've got a spoonful of milk, and I'm going to very gently try and drip it into this water from about 4 or 5 centimetres up. So what do you see happening?
So what you can see, as well as the milk going down into the water, when the milk hits the surface of the water, you see this white splodge come back up. Now, what's all that about?
Well, you get sort of this jet coming up in the middle. And in fact, sometimes you get a droplet coming off the top of that jet, which flies upwards and then crashes back down again into the middle. Now, what's going on is that when the milk hits the water, it's got a whole lot of energy, and it's a round sphere, roughly, hits this water. It's being stopped. And as it does it, it transfers its energy and momentum into pushing the surface of the water down. And as it does it, it gets flattened out very flat. And because milk mixes with water quite well, it sort of sticks to the water. So essentially, you've got this sort of big flat depression. Sometimes it can get almost hemispherical with milk splurged over the top of water. And basically, you've got a hole in water. It's going to want to flow back inwards. Snap backwards. So both gravity and surface tension is going to snap it backwards. So you get a wave travelling into the centre. And then when it hits the centre, you get two waves coming from opposite, or a whole circle of waves coming from different directions, all colliding in the middle. And that's got a load of energy, which goes into shooting both milk upwards and downwards. You can actually get a jet downwards as well. Sometimes you get a beautiful little smoke ring going downwards, which is lovely. And so you get this jet coming upwards, and it's almost entirely made up of milk, about a third the size of the original droplet, shooting upwards, and this little droplet coming upwards, and it crashes back down again.
So, Dave, that is absolutely fascinating if you're particularly, you know, into making cups of milky tea. But what's the application of this in the real world? Why is it so important to know about this effect?
Well, the physics of how drops interact when they hit things is incredibly complicated because it changes with the surface tension of the drops. As you added washing up liquid, it would change it. It changed with the viscosity of the drop. So if you were dropping something like treacle into water, it would behave entirely differently. And these sort of things are incredibly important when you start dealing with drops hitting things in a real-world situation. So if you're thinking about how to keep something clean, if you want to keep a surface clean, you want the drop to bounce off so it doesn't get wet and dust stick onto it. Or if you want making an inkjet printer, because an inkjet printer works by shooting little droplets of ink at a piece of paper, and you really don't want them hitting the ink, hitting the paper and bouncing off.
And we get a bit of a messy print there.
It's not going to be ideal, is it?
Not at all. And I understand that you've been quite busy with your amazing flash high-speed camera. What have we got on the website?
Yes, I've managed to borrow a lovely high-speed camera from the Department of Physics, and at www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience you'll be able to see some lovely videos I've taken of it. And this is one of the nicest I've got here.
You know, now, this is great. Video on the radio, everybody. And here you go. You can see a white drop comes into the water. You can see it kind of go out into a hemisphere and squidge back in. And it is really phenomenal. This drop of milk gets shot up into the air and splats back down into the milk, into the water. That is really incredible.
I just keep watching them. They're so pretty.
Beautiful.
So there you go. Who would have thought you could find the amazing science of how droplets behave in a cup of tea? Thank you very much to Dave. There are more experiments like that, kitchen science experiments, on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.